Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Happy to present one of the country's foremost technological geniuses, Greg Stebbin, who also happens to double as the technology editor for Men's Health magazine, among many other things. He's an advisor to Mr. Musk on the Teslas. He was responsible for building the rear end of the Teslas. There are a lot of good things that you've done. As I skim over your CV, let's see what else. He was responsible for making sure that the rubber bands in the space program were extraordinarily strong.
Oh, don't go there. That is dangerous territory.
You don't want to take care of it. All right. Let's get to the latest Apple and Facebook stories in just a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Dukos for 3 at a time. Oh, my goodness!
So, where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, guilt. Shop for today's luxury brands up to 60% off. A gorgeous shopping experience. iPads only. Guilt.
It's a hit. Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, now Greg Stebbin at 56 past the hour. Mark Zuckerberg says he's pretty sympathetic with Apple's Tim Cook. It looks like Apple cracked at least 17 devices for the FBI since October. The phone companies haven't said much about Apple, but Zuckerberg is happy to get on board. Although I noticed Bill Gates said he was sympathetic with the FBI. It seems like there are a lot of things that are out of touch at Microsoft these days, including its founder.
And interestingly enough, there's also been reports that Bill Gates has kind of walked back on that. So, in my mind, the analogy here is, you know, if you go to a picnic and there's a tug of war, who's right?
The biggest, strongest guys.
That's right. The guy that didn't fall in the mud.
Well, but my point is you don't have a conversation about who's right. Mm-hmm. And that's the conversation we're having here. I think both sides are right, and that's why it's difficult. Tim Cook and Apple are right to do the things they're doing, and the FBI, I think, is right to do the things they're doing. And I just wish this whole controversy and this debate was over, you know, a Kim Kardashian selfie or something where the actual outcome was of no consequence. Mm-hmm. This is a passionate debate because of the outcome. And sometimes you have to step back from the outcome and say, what are we really talking about here? So I think the good news is if you ever wanted a phone that was the securest possible phone you could find, mm-hmm. if you were ever worried about your own personal privacy, boy, I think we know which phone that is now.
That's right. This is good for business. let's follow some of the tweets that we have. Twitter at Good Day. Bill writes, individual rights should always be secondary to the safety of society as a whole. How many of you would defend Apple if you or a family member had been one of the victims? Brian writes, if a search warrant is issued, as in this case, the authorities have the right to the information thereafter. Apple's wrong. It could cost American lives. Doug writes, the FBI has the phone. They can do whatever they want with it. What they want is for Apple to supply them with a software code to break the encryption. Sorry, FBI has the physical evidence. The phone, if the FBI and NSA can't decrypt it, then tough luck. Mary writes, does the Constitution say the government has the right to make a private company write software so it can break into the phone? I read this, Greg, as something that would be very easy if the egotists at the FBI, unless I'm missing something, gave the phone to Apple. Apple opens it up, finds out what's in there, gives it to the FBI. That's it. They want to be able to do it to everybody's, and it's pretty. I mean, you can see through this. That's
well, so let me actually throw out a counter view of this. Yeah. Apple doesn't want to do it because they don't want the code created by anybody. They don't want it to exist.
Ah, okay.
And that's an important part of the story.
Yeah. Well, then that it corrupts or encrypts or it leaves up the possibility that somebody get a hold of it and then ruin what they've done. I get that. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Greg Stebbin, technology editor from Men's Health Magazine.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.